Who's this?
Ralph Vaughn.
Hey, Ralph. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Excellent. So far, so good. I'm having a good day.
That's good.
Yeah. You said you're jumping to this call from another one. Is that right?
Yeah, I jumped off. I thought this was, I'm getting prepared to come up to Larry's company 22nd, so I wanted to make sure I got everything organized and ready to go.
Oh, you're the guy coming here on the 22nd?
Yes, I'll be headed up there on the
22nd. Cool. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I hope we can meet.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm leaving on the 24th. I'm going sailing. I'll be gone for about 10 days or so.
From where to where?
I'm going to Florida. I'm going to learn how to sail.
Ah, okay. I live in Florida.
You do?
Yeah, don't call me. I don't know how to sail.
I'm flying to Fort Lauderdale, and then I'm going to go to some of the Keys and back.
Good.
I'm learning to sell. I'm really excited about that.
Very good. Let me get this for a second, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and start putting it. Good evening, everyone. Hi, it's 9 o'clock. Let's get started, if that's okay. Well, how's everyone doing tonight? Hello, hello. Anybody there? Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Hi, who is this?
This is Kaisha Roldan.
Hey, how are you? Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Nice.
Okay, I got back on, Turk. I was on another call. I'm back.
Yeah, all good. Hey, Rob.
You want me to put you on mute?
No, you're okay for now.
Okay.
I mean, I'll mute everybody out and we're good. Anyone else here? Cool. Let's get started. Again, my name is Phil Takpai. If this is your first time coming in, this is ASAP for Leagon's Inner Circle Students Only. This is designed for us to work on you as an investor. So we can work on some specific real estate deals if you want, but I do not have a real estate expertise. What I know is human development. What I know is how to trigger your brains into get you the quick results. And we've started this maybe about 7-8 months ago. And one thing that I wanted to add to these calls is the accountability element. So 2 weeks ago, on the first of the year, we had a call. And on that, you guys were going to do three lifts. So I know Rob Sandlin. Is anybody else here? We're on the call, and do you have a list?
Forrest is here. I have a list.
Hey, Forrest. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Cool. All right. Anyone else? Cool. Okay. So I'm sure, was this the first time you guys set goals, or have you set goals before?
I've set goals before.
Good. How about you?
I've set goals before.
Cool. Okay. So I want to make sure that I'm not wasting your time with the basics. Does that make sense? So for me, the point of the goals is essentially the roadmap. But when I'm thinking about the roadmap, where I am, let's say, is Los Angeles. And where I want to go is New York City, right? So when I'm planning this trip, let's call that the goals, right? My final goal is to end up in New York City. Once I leave LA, once I'm in Arizona, I haven't reached my goal yet. So I'm not in LA, so I'm moving, but I haven't reached my goal. So it's really important for us to keep a track of these things and not judge too quickly and trigger our brain into failure mindset. What I mean by that is when we're making that road trip, you don't really put every turn in it, right? I mean, nowadays that we plug it into GPS, so it tells us. But in the old days when it was triptych, right, it was like pages and pages and pages of stuff. But you can only be where you are. So you cannot be in New York while you're in Grand Canyon, right? You're still going to New York, right? You're in Texas, you're crossing the country, but you're not in New York yet. So the way that sometimes we set goals is so rigid, it's as if we're planning that trip with each turn. What I suggest, what makes it a little bit easier to gain our goals, is really kind of the concentrating on the final goal and be super flexible in the beginning or on the journey path. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you guys, anyone have questions about this? Cool. So you are going to do three lists. One where you are, one the toys that you want, and then the real estate goals. So let's start with, if you're okay, if you don't mind sharing it with us, let's talk about the toys. Right? Boss, you want to share with us what toys you want to get with your money?
Yeah, so I have a goal to pursue aviation, and I'm halfway through my pilot's license, and my goal is to be able to own an airport, my own airport that, you know, I have my house on, and I can just fly in and out of it. That's my ultimate goal.
Oh, I can just imagine that. You rock, man. That's how you do it.
You're going to be the next John Travolta.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had a customer who lives in a place like that, and that was, like, trippy. I trained their dogs, and I was like, holy crap, you can take an airplane there. That is, like, awesome. Yeah. Where do you want this for us?
I want it in the mountains of Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where do you live now?
In the flatlands of Virginia.
That's awesome. All right, that's good. And so you're now doing the pilot stuff.
Yes.
And then, of course, how about the real estate? Oh, okay, so this is, like, really great. And what else do you have? This is really good.
So my wife and I, we love to travel, you know, all over the world. So, you know, I would call that a toy.
Where are you going next?
So we're planning our Christmas trip. We want to do Christmas in Europe. So we've been researching, like, the top places for Christmas markets in Europe that we want to see this year. So that's our next major trip that we're planning. We decided that we were going to...
You can't go wrong with Barcelona. You can't go wrong with Paris.
Yeah, well, I lived in Paris, so I actually spent Christmas in Paris 1 year already, so I'm going to do something new.
Yeah,
but not Barcelona. I haven't done that yet.
All right, what else?
That's, you know, just to be able to do what I wanted, you know, the time freedom, you know, to pursue the aviation and the traveling and... I mean, you know, I don't really have any other toys per se other than, you know, that's my major, the airplane is like my major toy. I mean, cars,
I mean, I think the airplane and the house with an airport or at least a landing strip is going to get, you know, to get to that from where you are, you're going to have a lot of toys along the way.
Right.
Right, so where you are today, do you have so let's say where you are today in the last analogy, Los Angeles is getting your pilot's license, and New York is you have your house that you fly in.
Right.
So in your case, it's Mountains of Virginia.
I would say where I am today is I am in California. And I'm at a rest area right now, plotting my course.
Yeah.
And I know I have all the tools, but it's using the tools correctly and wrapping my brain around the long trip in front of me and knowing that it's not going to be done tomorrow. It's going to be done in several years. That's where I am.
Yeah. So that's exactly the initial where you are, current place. The objective of that is that, where you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important. So in terms of where you are and where you want to go, so you were able to do some self-analysis
Yeah.
So you want to share where you are now with us?
So where I am right now is I've been doing real estate for about 4 years. I have learned some lessons, and I've had, you know, I've had a lot of success, but I really want to be at the passive income level that I see so many successful people who are doing what they want to do. They're not in a transactional business anymore. They're in a passive income level business. And so I want to be there, but I am at a place where, I mean, in my real estate career, that it's based off a transactional income. So whether it's wholesaling or flipping, that's what I do right now.
Is real estate your full-time job?
Excuse me?
Is real estate your full-time job?
Okay, I probably spend 30 to 40 hours a week on real estate, but I also have a contracting business that I don't have any employees, but I use it for income because the real estate does not provide consistent income for me right now. So
yeah,
I do some
are you a jeweler or do you do rehab, electrical?
Electrical, and my wife is a home stager, so we use that vehicle as well to pay our bills. But
yeah,
we work in the, you know, real estate industry. Probably 90% of our income is from real estate related stuff, whether it's home staging or flipping homes or wholesaling homes.
Cool. Perfect. All right. So now, do you know how much? What else? Is there anything else?
So, you know, that's where I'm. You know, I have enough experience to know what I'm supposed to be doing, but the consistency, I just don't. I'm not there yet. And as far as the passive income, I don't have any passive income right now. I'm working on a couple deals right now, but right now I don't have any.
So when you say passive income, you mean rental income?
Rental income or, yeah, that type of income, correct. Yeah, monthly recurring income, correct.
It sounds like that perfect, okay. I'm going to come back to this. All right, what else?
That's where I am now. I have about, you know, $6,000 a month in monthly liabilities that, you know, outgoing money that we have to pay. So, you know, that's like where my first goal of passive income is by the end of this year, is to get that level of income to where we can not focus on, you know, drop the staging business and, you know, just focus on, you know, picking up income producing properties.
So your goal is by the end of this year, 12/31/18, $6,000 from passive income.
My goal is 10,000 total this year, but 6,000 is my, you know, it's what I need to drop
That's
everything
fine.
Else.
Yeah, so 10,000 is a nice round number.
Yeah.
And currently, your passive income is zero?
Currently, my passive income is zero.
And is your active income, or are you trading dollar for hour? You know, are you in the negative, or are you in the positive?
We pretty much, God meets our needs every month. We're not going into debt.
All right. And are you able to expand your net worth at the moment?
No.
Okay. So what's the stickler?
What is my stickler? What
yeah.
is keeping
what's
me bound?
Yeah. So you already are smart. You already figured it out. And
I know exactly what you mean.
So. Yeah.
I try to do everything myself, and I don't delegate things out because I keep telling myself I can't afford it. And so trying to delegate things correctly and bring on, you know, people that I can trust to do things and teach myself that I can't afford it and I can't really afford not to is really my sticking point. I just run out of detente.
Yeah.
And I focus on the fact that, you know, I need my money for the month, and I don't focus on what I need to accomplish my goals.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that you can think of? So there are two things that I have, and I'm going to repeat it back to you. But I want you to go ahead and see if you have anything else.
So what I guess I just have my doubts, you know, because I've been trying so hard to, you know, start this goal. You know, have my doubts that it's going to happen. So I focus on the easy stuff things that I'm comfortable with. And then at the end of the day, the things that I should be doing that I'm not comfortable with, I've run out of time. And so I say, well, I'll do them tomorrow. And then I deal with the issues of the day. And then I just keep pushing the uncomfortable things that I need to do to grow. I just keep pushing them. And then the end of the week comes and I haven't accomplished what I needed to for, you know, my long-term goals.
Well, it's never good to take uncomfortable action, right? So, but let's discover that a little. So, can you give me an example? Like, what's uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable to me is calling people and, you know, trying to convince them to. You know,
okay.
That I'm the best option for, you know, their problem.
Yeah. That's fine.
So,
all right, so two things two things that I heard from earlier. It says you need to delegate stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? But on the delegation, one thing that you can't afford it. And on the other thing, it sounds like, well, I can't trust others. So when... Is it that they can't do the job right, or is it like, oh, I can't trust others with my flock?
I think that it's not so much a trust thing, is that I feel that, you know, I can just get it done real quick, and then I don't have to teach somebody, you know, to do it.
Cool. All right. And why do you think, and you may not know this, but so why do you think you don't want to do the uncomfortable stuff?
Because everybody wants, because I want to be comfortable, because I want to be comfortable, and I want to feel good. You know, I want to accomplish things. I like to have accomplishments. And
yes.
I know that.
I was still trying to locate your daughter.
Hang on for a second.
But I remember you telling me that she was divorced. What was her married name?
Gerard. Gerard.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Like I said, we're still looking forward to everything, and we'll give you a call back when we get any updates, okay?
I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Forrest, please press *6 on your phone. Forrest.
Okay, I did.
There you go. Now I can hear you. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. So now, a couple things that I wanna help you with. So let's go then. What I'm thinking is we can work on two things. One, this your belief about delegation. Two, not doing this, you know, kind of pushing out on the stuff that makes you uncomfortable. Which do you want to work on? And this, I'm sure this will be helpful for everybody, because this is a lot of people are dealing with these both things that you're talking about. So where you are is, I bet you 99% of the people that are on this call are in where you are.
Yeah, so I want to work on both of them. I mean, I'm really in a growth mindset this year. I understand that, I really got to work on myself if I want to
push past this phase. Let's work on this as it relates to the goal setting, and we go from there. So you're going from what we're looking for is from $0 passive income to $6,000. But self-admittedly, so you already know what you need to do. So what I want to work on is to kind of changing that mindset for you so you can actually take those small steps, right? And then you'll be able to just flow with the thought process. For that, in other words, when you're overwhelmed, when you are in an overwhelmed mindset, you don't have access to the information that you know, right? Because you're overwhelmed. So when people say, I'm confused, they're not confused. Because you don't know when you're confused. Right? They think they're confused, but that's just kind of the same thing. Does that make sense? So what you want to work on is not necessarily be overwhelmed with the, you want to think in terms of a big picture, but in terms of to reach the goals, like you said, is you go, okay, I'm just going to drive for, today, tomorrow, one day at a time, and then next day. And then next day, because it's going to take 5-6 days to go, especially if you have somebody who needs to go to the bathroom every 8 hours, right? And so you're going from $0 to $6,000. That's a lot of money, right? But I also want to point this out as an investor. When you say passive income, and when I say passive income, right, that's why I wanted you to clarify it as
rental income.
Rental income. Because you're already making money from, like, your wife is already making money from real estate, meaning that she's doing staging. What if you had a whole bunch of people doing a lot of business, and wherever you are, let's say that you're in Flatman, Virginia, and your wife becomes the Flatland, Virginia's number one staging, and then you have 10 crews doing it, and they're actually making $10,000 a month. Would that be... okay, or does it have to be real estate?
I would think that would be okay, but my concern how that doesn't align with what I want is I don't want the management of people. Because when you put 10 crews together, I mean I've been in contracting my whole life, and the management of people takes just as much time as if I was out here making $5,000 a month and doing it myself. You're babysitting and dealing, putting out fires.
Yeah.
So I really want the
hands-off what you're
model.
Saying to me, right? So based on what you're saying to me, this delegation is in your world. Right? Delegation is the linchpin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think when that is your ability, the skill set of delegating stuff to others is going to that, because you see, I'm just giving you the same amount of money. You say, no, I don't really want to, I don't want, right? But you can hire somebody and they can
manage
it for you.
You're right.
Yeah. So that's cool. So delegation is really important. So on the delegation, we were talking about two things. Can't afford it, and it was a trust thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's usually the combination, especially for investor type of us, like a little bit neurotic people, because, that's what makes you a good investor kind of a person, right? And there's a trust because no one sees the stuff like we do, right? So delegation is really about it's almost always about trust, because you don't mind paying me $10,000 if I make you $11,000, right?
Right.
So
if I could trust that it was
done
correctly.
Right. So now, if you have a lack mindset and if you truly feel you can't afford it, right, it's one thing. But if you're thinking, well, I can't delegate to somebody because I'm not making enough money right now, is another thought process, right? Because if I delegate, one, as soon as I delegate my workload, now what you must do is really utilize your time on that money to generate more money than what you're paying to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can't, now, if you're not making any money, then yes, you cannot delegate because you cannot afford to delegate. But once you start running out of time, so what you want to do is you really want to delegate for the, you know, whether it's the small stuff or the large stuff. Now,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you thinking in terms of being uncomfortable and not uncomfortable. I like to delegate to stuff that I'm uncomfortable. I mean, that's the point of having money. Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe practice this. Since you're practicing delegation and a little bit trust, and you're kind of trying to do uncomfortable stuff, make a list of things that you don't like doing. I'm not talking about you don't have time, but the things that you really don't want to do.
Right?
It doesn't matter. It could be cleaning the house, or it could be, you know, making a phone call. That makes no difference. But pick something and then delegate it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of an example? And so we can actually do some real-life examples for it.
I don't like cleaning. We hired a cleaner a couple of months ago because, you know, my wife and I were just so busy that, you know, we just didn't have time to clean and didn't want to do it. So that's already done. We hired an assistant, but we haven't really utilized her very much yet. But what we did is, you know, last week, you know, we were just overwhelmed, so I expanded her role, and I have her starting on Friday to come in, you know, starting out once a week to, you know, just get our paperwork caught up in our office. And that's something I don't like doing.
That's perfect. So work on that. So what you want to do, since you're practicing your delegation skills, right, get into the habit of delegating more and more stuff to this person. More stuff that you don't want to do. But the key to it is when you delegate stuff, that you have to sit down and make a procedure list for that activity.
Can you repeat that, please?
Right. So when you're delegating stuff, you have to write it down instructions for what you're delegating to the person.
Okay.
And then not give the instructions, but give the instructions, you know, not explain it, and then have that person follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they fail, do not interfere and let them solve the problem, and you watch it. Now, don't let them burn the company, right? So I'm assuming everybody's always using their brains, right? But what I want you to see is when you delegate something in a small, minuscule, a telephone call or whatever, have that person totally screw up and you just watch it. So what you're delegating is, you know, what you're working on, Forrest is working on, is being okay with other people screwing up with your stuff and then them being able to fix it the way that they can fix it. So that will teach that trust them, right? You can always step in and say, whoa, and fix it. Does that make sense? But that skill set and that delegation, because you're able to delegate. You sounded earlier like you're not able to delegate. Now, you're disorganized, so you're not very comfortable, you know what I mean? But that's going to change. That's no problem. Like, that's not lack of knowledge for you. I can already hear that.
Right. Yeah, it's not that I don't know how to delegate. It's just that I don't want the the pain of the growth process, or you know, the how
well, somebody else is doing.
Of having to slow down and teach somebody else, because
yeah.
I guess I feel that, you know, I have to teach, you know, this is how I want it done, or whatever, and what you're saying is let them do it their way, and as long as it doesn't mess up,
no,
catch the building.
No, that's not what I said at all. I said, write it down on a piece of paper exactly how you want it done.
You said give a list.
No,
of instructions. You said write down the instructions for the person and give them the list, but don't explain it to them, and then let them
do
the list. And if they fail, watch them fix it, and then you'll learn to let them fix it their way. That's what I wrote down.
You're giving somebody exact instructions on how they're supposed to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to look at it, and they're going to do it, and then they're going to do it or whatever, or they're not going to do it or whatever. But no, I didn't mean you just wish for it. No, what
mm-hmm.
I meant is you actually give the instructions and then have
mm-hmm.
somebody not follow it and then fix it and find another way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And one more thing on that is the money is like of an energy. Do you meditate?
I have worked on that for the last couple of months. I've been meditating in the morning and meditating at nighttime.
Yeah, meditating is really good. I suggest everybody do it, maybe 15 minutes a day. It's really good, and that'll be really helpful for you on the comfortable and uncomfortable stuff.
Okay.
That's cool. Do you have anything more? Was this helpful for you?
Yes, this was helpful. It was a good step. Mm-hmm.
All right. So next, but these numbers, so we're going to move these to apply these to your actual, well, all right. We have a little bit more time, so I'm going to talk how to apply this to the real estate. One more time. So once you, delegation is a skill set. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there are other skill sets that you have to get to the $6,000 a month passive income.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to have to build a team.
Right.
If you're not going to manage $6,000 worth of rental property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a variety of ways to get to $6,000, right? And if you're making $500 a month in a rental home, so that's 12 rental homes. So since you already said you don't want to have a crew, so we're assuming that you're going to delegate to a management company, right? So now you need to get two more units. So, but you could get, let's say, a quad, or you could get an apartment complex, or you could do something. Does that make sense? So the $6,000.
No, I understand. It's
going
to cost me two houses if I wanted 12 houses cash flow. I understand. Yeah.
So, and that's no big deal, because if you're doing 12 homes, you could certainly do 14 homes.
14, right. And that's really the, you know, I think that, you know, the first two or three are, you know, the toughest to get to, and then, you know, adding that is just, you know, it's adding on to it.
When you're learning, but so what I do is, you're exactly right. So the first few of them are tough, right? And so
mm-hmm.
the trick to that is meditate every morning, and
mm-hmm.
remember the times when you're meditating. I make it super easy. I have a ticking clock. I put it on. I set my alarm to 16 minutes on my iPhone, and I see it visually that it's counting down. And I sit there, right? And it tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. While it's going, I think about the time I learned to ride a bike, right? So when you're learning a bike, you fall all the time, but you don't feel like shit. You're like excited. You're like, yeah, I bruised my knees, man. It's like a battle one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I say, okay, I want to bring that into today's work. So when I'm falling or when I'm screwing up, instead of beating up on myself and saying, "Oh, here you go, loser," I just want it to be like, "Hey, man, that's fine." So that's the beauty of the meditation. So later on, you know, at 3 o'clock, when I want to kill grandma, you know, because, you know, I'm not getting my way and, you know, whatever, I can just go, relax for a second, dude. Hey, man, chill out. Remember, like, being like a child? Yeah, that's not bad. Hey, all right, I'm just trying to go to New York. I'm just trying to go to New York. And now I'm not overwhelmed anymore. Does that make sense? So now I have the answers. Because we already know the knowledge. It's not about the knowledge anymore. It's available, man. Google is out there. Yeah. I'd say turn it into a game. Say every day between now and the next call, which is going to be the first Monday, say what's the toughest thing that you're going to delegate. So like after this call, make a list of that thing that you cannot imagine that you can delegate to somebody else. Like just whether it's personal or whether it's really, you know, super important, just something that you cannot delegate. And then try to work up to that. And that's the same skill set that you're going, that's going from, you know, $0 passive income to $6,000 passive income. It's the same skill set. Once you have the equation, it doesn't change. It's applicable to all things, right? But if you're having zero to 60, 6 grand or 10 grand, maybe a big jump right now, right? But delegating, you know, from cleaning house to something else, that expansion is the same thing. And then we'll bridge that because your brain, you know, will trigger that. And that's about, you know, 3-4 weeks. You should have no problems.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and mute yourself with star six, please.
Star six. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh huh. Okay. Hey. By the way, thank you so much for us. I bet you this was helpful. Was this helpful for the rest of you? I unmute it. Was this helpful for you guys? Or was it super boring?
No, very helpful.
Right? It's, yeah, because we do share a lot of these things. I think it's common.
Absolutely.
Ralph, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Ralph. Yeah, all right, cool. You wanna take a whack at this? Was this helpful for you?
Yes, it was helpful. You know, you got to have a path, and you got to be able to, you know how to delegate. You know, either with a virtual assistant or with an assistant administrator, because there is a lot of research required in this business, and if you don't research it right, you'll miss opportunities when things become available because you got to react quickly.
Yeah, and Ralph shared his goal list with me. So, Ralph, I'll share a few things if that's okay with you. He works full-time. He's making good money. So it's tougher for him to, you know, not tougher for him, but, you know, it's a big gap. When you're broke, it's easier to start in real estate, right? But when you have all this stuff, but he's been in the business for a while, so it's a good thing. So delegation is pretty easy for you then, right?
Yeah, I manage, you know, over 40 people today. And every year I got to do performance appraisals and objectives. So putting together a plan, you know, is kind of interesting. And it's a different type of plan. This is about me. This is what I should be doing for myself versus somebody else.
Yeah. So, and I really like the toys that you wanted to do. So you really want to buy a home for your sister. You want to take care of your mom, right? That's really cool. And
that's the top two, correct?
Yeah, I'd start with the Mustang, but, you know, I am selfish a little bit.
Well, yeah, I got to have something in there, you know?
Yeah, no, I would start with that one. 1997 Mustang, man. I remember that car. GT, that's the first one, the black one with the red seats. You can just hear it go, right?
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to put 200 more horsepower in it.
Yeah. And I'm not even a car guy, but I remember a friend of mine had it, and I was like, holy cow, man, that's like the best car ever.
Yeah, I want to sneak up on a Corvette and just give him a run for his money.
Yeah, I get it, man. And you have a really nice goal sheet. So you actually had, you know, you went to town. So you're trying to get $2,000 a month this year, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And where are you right now? How much of your day or how much time do you have in real estate?
Well, right now, you know, I work full-time. I have the flexibility. I work from home. So I'm probably putting in, doing research. Right now I'm focusing on tax lien certificates and tax deed auctions. And I'm probably putting in about 2 hours, 3 hours a day just doing my due diligence to prepare for the lien auctions.
And you're coming to Larry, right?
And I'm going to diversify. I'm going to do the deeds and the certificates as well as do the filthy riches that Larry promotes and HUD homes. I'm coming up to Lake Wylie here on the 22nd of January. Yes.
Yeah. So you're coming next week.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. So this is what I would do. Since you're already a corporate guy, it sounds like that you already know how to make a chart and project manage. Is that
yes.
a true assessment?
I do Gantt charts, project
yeah.
charts, yes.
Yeah.
So
yes,
I
do this to maximize what you know, your gain. Don't learn any of the stuff that you're trying to learn, but skim through as much as you can.
That's key because there's so much information, so
yeah.
much. You get flabbergasted. You got to sit back and say, man, I can't learn all this at one time. There's got to be a path.
Yeah. So what you're looking for is just review the whole bunch of stuff, but either get
right.
a voice recorder or brain dump everything that catches your attention. You know, like,
yes.
well, why isn't everybody doing this? You know what I mean? And
Correct.
Then, yeah, so that's gonna trigger you before you even come to Larry's stuff here, right? You'll have,
yes.
you know, 2-3 pages of, you know, a few hundred of questions.
I have to do that. I have not done that yet, and that's a good point.
And what I would suggest is pretty much send that ahead of time.
Okay.
So if you have it, you know, it's because you're only about a week, but I bet you already have a whole bunch of questions other than being overwhelmed.
Correct. You're right.
Right? So whatever you're overwhelmed is, you know, something that's important to you, but you're not able to put your head around it. So just ask that question. I am overwhelmed about this. And just
okay.
think of it like a whole bunch of brain dump, and then just send an email ahead of time, if you know, even if it's for a few days, and say, hey, you know, like, these are the things that I need clarification on.
Okay.
Because you already know the stuff that you sent to me. You already know what you're trying to do. I mean, you'll be able to surpass this, and I can just see this, just because that you manage a whole bunch of people, and you know, you exchange money, a lot of money in your hands, and all that, right? So what your goals are really doable, right?
Right.
If anything, you're probably being on the conservative side, which probably means you're 50 years old or older, which is
Correct.
You know, that's fine.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
my plan is I want to get out of that corporate world in 6-7 years, and I like to do it sooner. But you know, like you said, I am being conservative because you gotta
yeah.
be, you gotta realize.
Well, smart money is conservative money, so you know, I get it. People go Turk, you're negotiating over a dollar. I said, it's the principle, man. It's not the dollar. I get
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then as you progress that, we'll look at some of the skill set of, you know, switching from corporate mindset into, you know, some of that, especially if you're a corporate type of a guy, that
mm-hmm.
if you're just switching into being a full-time investor, there are some skill sets that you want to develop about the faith and vision and that kind of stuff. So I suggest meditation as well. I mean, I suggest meditation to everybody. Like, no one ever hears that I don't suggest meditation every day. I mean, that's the key. But I suggest what you're doing as far as, or as it relates to the real estate. Skim. Just don't spend more than 10 minutes on a subject. Right?
Yeah, so that's right. That's where I get stuck, because you want to read every detail and study
yeah.
it. And yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So jump from subject to subject, and I usually go from one to the other. So if you're doing tax, then from jump on to, you know, how to do HUD, and then from there jump on to, hey, how to do this. And it's just kind of keeping your brain from subject to subject, right?
Right, right.
And then if I'm reading stuff, and then I'll switch on to YouTube, and I say, let me look at some videos on the other subject. And so now I'm watching stuff, and then I can go back and read to it. So I'm engaging visual and auditory at the same time.
Yeah,
but make
yeah,
fun of it.
That.
So you're trying not to learn it. What you're trying to do is you want to be like Ford. You know, when they told him he's stupid, he said, hey, I can be stupid. I can you know, pay money to other people to be smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Cool. I think that'll just, you'll be in the top 10% of lay students by coming here with your questions.
Okay.
Cool. Anyone else? Does anyone else have any questions that's specific that we can help work? Was this helpful?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Taisha, right?
The gentleman that wants to go to Europe for Christmas. I was in Bonn, Germany for Christmas. Very good spot. You should investigate that.
Bonn, Germany.
The gentleman that was on from Virginia that wants to go to Europe for Christmas. I was in Bonn, Germany, and it was a good experience for me. You ought to investigate that. I'm not sure if he's still on or not, but...
Well, everybody's muted, so...
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Taisha, right?
Yeah.
There's somebody else? Yeah. Do you have... let's work on some of the stuff you got. What you got?
Well, I have personal and business goals. So one of mine is to meditate daily. To pay
you
off.
You don't need a goal for that. You just need to do it.
Oh, yes, I did start. I'm doing it now. To lose weight or a certain amount of pounds, and I started working out already. But then also to pay off all consumer debt by the end of the month, which we, thank God, accomplished that already.
That's beautiful.
Yes. But the other ones is... to, I guess, get out of my comfort zone as far as real estate. I guess I get the analysis of paralysis. I'm very analytical, and I feel like I have to learn and know everything before I actually...
What makes you think you're analytical?
Because I examine everything down to the period.
That makes you safe.
Yes, and I know I need to break that in certain things. You know, I don't have to always be safe in every single area.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get out of just not doing. And I think my quote unquote to do list gets in my way. Because I'm a check all, like I have to check it off. And so, like,
how many items did you have in your to do list today?
Today I only had three, and that's because my husband was home today, so it was more family time.
Yeah.
And he's military, so whenever he's off, we definitely try to spend time with him. But I did get one thing accomplished, and it was just the other two was just other phone calls. But the places were closed anyway because of the holiday.
Yeah.
But I make a weekly list every Sunday, and then a daily list as well.
That's a really a good analytical way. So since if you're analytical, like GTD, that's exactly that's how I do mine. Some days I look for the whole week, and then kind of each day I do it on a piece of paper. That's a really good for a busy body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and again, like you said, busy body. I am very busy. Well, I do a lot of busy work, which is what I'm also trying to break. Instead of and start focusing on actually producing the work producing.
Yeah. Do you have a job?
My full time job is stay at home mom now.
So you're a domestic engineer?
Yes, I am very much. I did have a career prior to my son, but because of military moves, I just decided to stay home until my little one went to kindergarten.
Yeah, what did you do?
I was a detective for 14 years.
So like the police department?
I started at the police department and then at the prosecutor's office, so like the DA's office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So analytical, yeah, of course. That's cool. And you can see, right, because especially when you're a detective, I had some customers who are detectives, right? So you can't miss stuff because that's usually what the defense attorney will throw at you, right? And
right.
No one wants to be that guy. But you know what I mean? You don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, my bad. Sorry.
Right.
So, yeah, that's cool. So, but that's a good skill set, right? So
it is.
That could be really, so I think that you can bring that skill set and then also remember it's just stupid real estate. So you're not killing anybody at the end.
Right.
you know what I mean? So, like, I think if you soften that thought process and taking it easy on yourself, so that analysis of paralysis, that just means you're not ready, right? If you're not taking an action, no one falls off a bike on purpose, right? So once you know what you're doing, you don't fall off. You don't make stupid mistakes. So at every moment that you make the best possible decision, you know, possible, no one makes wrong decision on purpose. No one says, what's the wrong thing to do right now and do it? It's always when we look back. But when you're making a decision, it's always the best decision at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your case, because of your skill set that's ingrained into you, so you're thinking this step and then the next step and then the step after.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So what you want to work on now is just work on the one step and then say, this is all I'm going to do now. Because it's just a stupid real estate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so now you can tap into your natural thought process because you want to answer those what if questions, right? If you're getting into real estate, my mentor many years ago said, real estate is like this. He goes, you only make money out in real estate when you get out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He says, and real estate is easy to get in. Very hard to get out.
Mm-hmm.
This was an old man, like when I was really coming up. Right? And this is a true statement. So your what if analysis is an important skill set. And you want to have answers to that. But, you know, that's the next conversation in the deal. All right, so you have some time in your hand also. Cool. So do you have, like how many hours a day do you play in real estate?
Well, I was doing 5 to 10 hours a week because I was working on another business as well. But I've kind of put the real estate off, and again, I think it's because I've just done, I try to do too many things at once, and then
yeah.
I don't give enough time to one thing. So then
you have to build momentum.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's the key.
And then I think the other part, in the beginning, my husband, we started doing or buying properties and renting back in like 2007. And we had a couple properties, you know, that we ended up having to foreclose on. And it was just bad deals. And I think now I'm trying to get into wholesaling. And I think because of that bad taste that we had with a couple of the other properties, that's where I get the paralysis.
Hmm.
I don't want to fail. I felt, you know, I don't want to fail.
Did you know it was going to happen?
No.
So it came to you as a shock.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that means that you didn't know enough. You bit bigger than you could chew.
Exactly.
Yeah, I
exactly.
mean, that's what I mean. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so now
you
know what caused that.
Right.
You
said what
caused
it?
So you already know. You bit
right.
bigger than you could chew, or you bit bigger than you could swallow.
Exactly.
So now you want to only, your next deal, either you need to get your purse fatter so you can swallow bigger, or now you do a smaller deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very
yeah.
easy.
Definitely get the purse bigger.
Yeah. To me, that's always easier. That's what I
right.
say, you know, for me. You know, even when we were talking about, you know, when we were first coming up with my wife, and this was common, we used to talk about, she says, oh, we need to, you know, we can't go eat out. And I used to say, no, we need to earn more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you can't go, ooh, there's no money, and then attract more money.
Exactly.
So money is a form of an energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. So you can apply this, what you're knowing. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how your schedule goes to appraise it. How old are your kids?
The youngest is 4.
Oh,
I have,
yeah.
Right, 4.5.
Yeah, okay. So you are a full-time mom.
Yes.
So you want to be able to carve some time, you know, like meditation is a must, but you want to do that. Oh, is that you?
No.
I'm going to mute everyone. Give me 1 second.
Yes.
Tayshia, please unmute yourself by pressing *6.
Okay.
Perfect. I can hear. Perfect. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's how your schedule went to crazy, because you have
right.
young ones. Cool. All right. So let's change your belief. What's the stickler? What's preventing you from getting to where you need to go? Give it to me.
I think it's really time. I have like 4 hours in the morning. Well, actually, maybe about 3 hours because he goes to part day preschool, and then I have to stop, pick him up. You know, of course, take care of him until he takes a nap, and then I have 2 hours.
3 hours
after that.
Focus time is like 40 hours a week.
Right, and that's if you was to see my planner. Like, I have everything in those 3 periods. But I think it's the stopping and the going and the stopping and picking back up is
I
what I kind of let, you know, get to me.
I see. So how are you able to chunk your tasks? For example, instead of charting every hour of your first 3 hours, which is 180
mm-hmm.
minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to do on Mondays, I'm going to do 3 hours of real estate, and Tuesdays I'm going to do 3 hours of this, and Wednesdays I'm going to do this? Are you able to do that kind of momentum building days?
Yes, and I used to do that, and now I'm trying to get back at doing that to try to see how much time I have you know, like per day. And it pretty much is the same time frame. It's just I'm trying to get back to, you know, am I going to go back to doing real estate Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Or, you know, and then work on other things on Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah.
Because, too, I still have to take care of home.
So whenever I'm doing those things, then I do one thing at a time. So just do one of those projects one day a week. And just say, but concentrate on just that. Make sure that other things don't seep into that. So if you do real estate, don't do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Just do Monday. You know what I mean? Just say, Monday is my real estate day. But don't allow anything else to seep into it.
Okay.
So that's going to give you an accurate picture of what you're capable of doing in a 1 hour designated day, regardless of what the subject is, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that should give you a good base of understanding what you're capable of doing when you focus for 3 hours on a subject, you know, how many phone calls or whatever. So you'll be able to just do that for a month, right? So that gives you accurate 4 weeks.
Right, okay.
And then you go, okay, now I'm capable. And so that's going to help you organize. Because at least one of the things you don't have to worry about. It's like if you work out, cheat day. I don't have to worry about a chocolate cake on a Tuesday because I'm going to have it on a Sunday. That's my cheat day. Right? Thursday, someone is like, chocolate cake. I go, oh, Sunday, oh, I'm going to give you a chocolate cake on Sunday. And Sunday, I'm going to eat a whole chocolate cake. But on Friday, it's not Friday. It's Sunday. So that relief, when you go real estate on a Monday, right? When it comes on a Wednesday, you just say, that's on my Monday list. And so that's going to free up a lot more time.
Okay. Cool. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there more?
Yes, that's awesome. Okay.
Cool. Is there anything else?
No, not really. It's just, like I said, just getting focused and, you know, not doing a whole lot of busy work.
All right. So there's one other thing, and this will be helpful for everybody else. And if you do this between now and February call, which is on the first Monday on February, I promise you, your life is going to change. And that's a daily meditation. And this is what you do. Just do this. Every morning, if you need to set up the clock to get up 20 minutes early, get up 20 minutes early. That's fine. But you get up. Don't check Facebook. Don't check email. Don't look at Instagram. Don't swipe left. Don't swipe right. Right? Set your alarm clock to 16 minutes. Countdown. See it go. But you're actually seeing it, so 15:59, 15:58, 15:57, and go to a designated space every day in the same chair and just sit comfortably and don't focus on anything. I'm not saying don't focus on not having a thought. I'm just saying let your mind go wild. Don't care. If it wants to sing James Brown, I Feel Good, let it sing James Brown, I Feel Good. If it wants to, you know, talk about the neighbors, you know, being fat ass, and let it just be. And then he wants to go, you know, beat somebody up, go beat somebody up. So you just let your mind run amok. That's for 2 weeks. It won't take that long. I'm telling you, maybe today, tomorrow, day three, day four, you're going to have that calmness. And that's going to set all the rest of your day in exactly how you want it to be. Trust me on this. This would work. So just do that for 2 weeks. Just commit to it. And that will free up a lot of your time. All right, let's close it up today. My name is Turk Akbay. I'm the founder of a whole bunch of different things. I'm an entrepreneur, but my specialty is human development. I have a new project called Subliminal Coaching. I do self-help. So you can find me online at #TotalSelfHelp or #SubliminalCoaching. These ASAP calls are purchased for you the Inner Circle students for Larry Goins. We don't sell any product here. He wants to brag about your success. He hired me to help you be successful so you can brag about your success and he can brag about your success. So whatever you put in, I promise you to give you my best on these calls. But remember, it's what you put in that really matters. Poop in, poop out. Good stuff in, good stuff out. I want to help you get to your goals as quickly as you can. And that's how we do it. These calls are twice a month. It's first and third Monday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you don't have anything else, I feel let's close tonight. Everybody be safe, be warm, and then please let us know how we can improve these things. And Larry and Candice at the office wants to know how good these calls are for you. So they would really appreciate if you shoot them an email and say, hey, we like these, or hey, these suck. Either way, it works. Please let us know how you feel. Have a nice evening, everyone. Good night.
Thanks, Turk. You too.